cultural reunion. Last December, Arturo Ferro left New York City for Cuba, along with Arturo's mother, his wife, and children, and the legendary orchestra, once led by his father, the composer and arranger Chico O'Farrell. The band headlined the Havana International Jazz Plaza Festival. Chico O'Farrell left Cuba in 1959. He never returned. He made music with artists from Benny Goodman to David Bowie. Chico died 10 years ago at the age of 79, so his son set out to trace his family's roots in Cuba and share the musical legacy of the New York O'Farrells. Bandleader, composer, and pianist Arturo O'Farrell joins us from our studios in New York. Your sons are there too, right?
Yep, it's Adam.
And Zach.
Adam, the trumpeter and composer, and Zach, who's a drummer. All the O'Farrells, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's a little bit like being at our breakfast table.
Well, how old are you, Adam and Zach?
Maybe I am 16 years old.
That's Adam. And I, Zach, am 19 years old.
What was it like to go back to Cuba? I know you've been there before.
It was really not a nostalgia Chico journey. It was a way of connecting my father back to the island that he loved, a way of bringing him peace, and also really a nod to the Cuban people and to the great legacy that they gave our American art form, what we call our American art form, jazz. And so when we went down there, it was about also giving my sons a chance to interact with the future, and of course the Cuban musicians a chance to interact with them as well.
What did you think of your father's music when you were growing up?
I grew up in New York City. My mother and father spoke with an accent, and so I rejected everything Latin or Cuban. The music that he wrote that was jazz, I embraced it, though I wasn't quite yet convinced as a jazz musician. It wasn't until I was 12 that I really discovered Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock that I embraced that part of my father. And I didn't really embrace the Latin Afro-Cuban genius that he was until I was well into my 20s. He would talk to me a lot about Cuba, especially, you know, towards the end of his life. And I remember at one point, he was invited to perform in the same festival that we got to perform in. And that's kind of where this whole dream of continuing that journey for him began. Mm-hmm. And he asked me if he should go back, because for the first time in his life, I saw that in his eyes. And he said
About what year was this, Arturo?
My God, this must have been 95, 94. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I advised him to go, but he was too frail and elderly to get on an airplane. And that broke my heart.
O'Farrells, how easy or hard was it for you to go to Cuba with the band?
The band has been on the road. They're all road warriors, and so. And I think Zach and Adam have developed good road warrior chops as well.
Being on the road.
Sounds like a Discovery Channel show.
I think being on the road is really thrilling.
I always love being on the road, too.
Yeah, and you get to explore different parts of the world with colleagues and friends and family. It's really an incredible experience to be on the road.
What was it like when you landed? I mean, was there a sense of emotion that washed over you?
Every time you get off the plane and actually step on the ground, there's a sense of relief because, you know, out of every country in the world, there are three that you're not legally allowed to travel to from the United States. So you get off the plane and you always feel a sense of relief because it's like you're never really sure that you're actually going to make it there. But also, it's just...
Well, it's very emotional. Yeah. For me, the first time that I landed... I just remember there was a moment where I didn't know what to do. I couldn't walk forward. I couldn't walk backward. I was so overcome by emotion that, you know, it's funny because I was born in Mexico City. I grew up in the United States, but I'm not Cuban and I'm not Mexican and I'm not quite American.
And what was it like for the O'Farrells to be in Havana? I mean, what was the reaction from the audiences there?
There was one concert in a town called San Jose de las Lajas, and we were actually performing for free in a town plaza in front of a church in the birthplace of my great-grandfather. That's when Adam and Zach really first performed in front of the Cuban public, but I know the band was overwhelmed with emotion.
My favorite moment was probably interacting with all the young Cuban musicians, and it was really, really a treat to see them.
Arturo, do you think in your trips back, and particularly that trip to headline the festival, did something fall into place for you about your father that wasn't there before?
Yeah, but it didn't happen on this trip. Two things happened.
Yeah.
On one of my prior trips, when we first visited the rural countryside where he was ostensibly brought to repeatedly, I really saw and heard the rhythms of the countryside. And I think when you listen to the Afro-Cuban Jazz Suite, which is Chico Farrell's seminal work, what you're really hearing is you're really hearing the sound of Cuba. So that fell into place. And then another realization that fell into place for me was that everything he wrote, from David Bowie to Ringo Starr to Count Basie to Stan Kenton, had that same contrapuntal concept that you find in a lot of Afro-folkloric music. Virtually ruled all of Chico's compositions and writing. So that fell into place for me.
Arturo O'Farrell, what did you learn from your father?
Oh, man, what a great question. Because I don't know if I learned a lot musically from him, but I learned a lot about courage, because he was a gentleman who was driven by integrity to his art. When he got a writing assignment, a composition assignment, a commission or an arrangement, he did not try to pander. I mean, he pushed the envelope on so many levels, and he was a good enough musician to do it successfully, artistically. But I think he never backed down from a challenge. And so when I look at him, and I look at all the great heroes of my life, I see that these are people who don't take an opportunity to replicate, but take an opportunity to create. I also learned he was very, actually kind of soft-spoken, a real sweet man, a real Cuban gentleman. And I never heard him. I was speaking about this the other day. Man, I never heard him cut another musician down. I never heard him disrespect another musician. I never heard him disrespect anyone. And, I mean, I find that in this day and age, sometimes musicians do this. And it's amazing to me, because my here's my dad, who did all this incredible, groundbreaking work. And I just never heard him say anything negative. And I find that that's an incredible lesson for young musicians.
Arturo O'Farrell, the pianist and composer who leads the Afro-Latin Orchestra, and of course his sons, the drummer Zach O'Farrell and the trumpeter, composer Adam O'Farrell, speaking with us all from New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We're listening to Chico O'Farrell's Afro-Cuban Suite. Before that, we heard Ruminaciones sobre Cuba by Arturo O'Farrell and the Chico O'Farrell Orchestra's performance of Almendra. You can learn more about the O'Farrell's trip to Cuba at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.